let's face it, if Dad had to watch MASH.
Yes.
We were all watching MASH.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's not like we had a TV in every room.
Oh, hell no. No. And so, like, the one TV, trust me, our parents were the ones controlling it, yeah. Not us.
Adam's Family, the Munsters, Green Acres. Yeah.
Those are some good ones.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Adulthood is a Project. This is the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, and you all know my sister Casey, and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we're going to discuss TV shows. We're going to discuss the ins and outs of why we love them and how they've changed over the years. Let's get started.
Woo! All right, TV shows. I thought, you know, we both thought it'd be kind of fun. We've done our favorite movies.
We've done music. Yeah.
And so we're like, well, let's talk about some TV shows.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just a little something, a little light heading into the end of the year and people got stuff everywhere. So just a nice, light little discussion today.
Yeah.
But don't think we can't get something out of it.
Oh, we're going to get a lesson out of this. We will.
All right. So I'm in charge of the quiz today.
Woo. Yeah. I'm excited.
All right, so this was...
I've been nailing these quizzes lately.
You have been, dude.
Yeah.
It's like I've been curveballing them to you or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think curveball is what you wanted to use there. Lobbing.
Lobbing.
Like, I don't think...
That's in the words lately. curveball would have been making them harder.
Right,
you.
Right.
Yes, I was lobbing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I lobbed that at you to see if you'd pick up on it.
Throw me a fastball now.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. All right. So this one was just kind of a mix of some of our favorites.
Okay.
And some we might have grown up with. So.
All right.
They're not all the same as far as how the question goes. So question number one is a finish the line.
Ooh. Okay.
From Friends. We were on a
break.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Think we're on a break.
Okay. From Full House, what was Uncle Jesse's iconic catchphrase?
Uncle Jesse's?
Yeah. He said it to Becky a lot.
Oh, God. I don't know.
What?
I can think of Joey's, you know, cut it out.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was, yeah. It's, have mercy.
Oh, yes. Now, yeah, okay.
Okay. We'll finish this line. From The Office, Bears beats
Battlestar Galactica.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. A little classic again, a little TGIF here. What was Steve Urkel's iconic question?
Did I do that?
All right. And then, last but not least, what is the word situation?
I don't know. I God really bless need it. You to learn
I need
how
to get
to talk.
It together. All right. This one, with Fresh Prince. Finish the line. I got in one little fight and my mom
got scared. Said you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
I whistled for a cab when it came near.
The license plate said fresh and there's a dice in the mirror.
If anything, I thought, man, this cab was rare.
But I thought, man,
forget it. You're home to Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah, Fresh Prince. Good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man. Those are the days.
Oh. Right? Yeah. Well, you know, okay, so back then, you had to wait for, like, a certain day of the week.
Yeah. TGIF.
And, oh, yeah.
Thank God it's Friday. And oh, it was yeah. a thing.
Yes.
Like you said, though, you had to wait for a certain day of the week.
Right.
It's not as if you could sit there and be like, oh, it's Tuesday, but I have time tonight. So I'm going to catch up on Fresh Prince from last week.
Oh, yeah, no, that...
That did not happen.
No.
If you were cool and had a VCR, though.
You could record.
If no one recorded over your stuff.
Yeah.
On top of it.
And you had to know how to, like, you had to have the VCR hooked up to the right channel.
Yeah, to record.
The TV on the other channel. Because, like, the TV had to be on channel 3 to make the VCR work, but the VCR had to be on channel whatever you were recording.
Right. Yeah.
It was a learning process.
It was. Yeah.
And there was commercials.
Oh, yeah.
But that gave me bathroom breaks.
It did, yeah. The bathroom break, the seat save, go grab, like, a snack, or if you're getting a soda or something.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, I remember being just, like, if you were off in the bathroom or something, I'd be like, it's coming back on!
Because you couldn't pause.
You couldn't pause.
There's no pausing. And yeah. Then you had to wait till the commercial to catch them up on what they may have missed if they didn't get back in time.
Oh, yeah. Because you're not going to talk during the show.
No. No. God, no.
Oh, no.
Who does that? And now we have binging. I'll sit and wait for a whole season to drop us something.
Oh, me too.
Before I even start it. So I'm like, I'm going to want, you know, 8 episodes altogether.
Oh, yeah. Well, because as a matter of fact, Netflix, I hope you hear this. I get so pissed because, like, Bridgerton.
Yes.
They'll drop 4 episodes and then a month later drop 4 more.
Part two. I know.
Shut up. And I won't even watch them until part 2 drops.
I do the same thing, dude. I do the same thing. Why? I want to watch it all at once.
Yes.
And it's funny to think back. I mean, we really did sit there and wait till Friday to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember about, like, my teens, Thursdays was when I could get into ER.
Oh.
And Friends. Like, Friends was on Thursdays.
Friends. Yeah.
So, I remember, you know, Thursday was a big deal. And
I wasn't into ER ever.
Oh, shit. I definitely got into that one for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And I think the last time I really, as an adult, did it was when This Is Us came out.
I did it with This Is Us.
So I still am that person who never got the TiVo or whatever the shit was on your actual TV to record.
Yeah.
So I still had to be home to watch it because it was on no recording platforms at the time when it first came out.
It wasn't.
So it was it Tuesday nights? Sunday
it was
nights?
Tuesday nights.
It was Tuesday nights, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's one where I got back into the old, you know,
it's Tuesday.
13-year-old me kicked in. I'm like, it's Tuesday night. Got to get my snacks ready. Be in front of that TV by 8 o'clock.
Yes, I did have a recording.
Oh, okay.
So I don't remember what cable we were using at the time, but I could record it.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, because the kids always had something going on.
Ah, damn kids, dude.
Damn kids.
I'm like, man.
But I would watch it on Tuesdays. My other one I got into, like, as an adult that I was very much, like, I'm watching it this night was Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
Oh, I loved it.
I had a friend I did that with. We would go do, she TiVo'd it, but we watched it that night, but we'd go do trivia beforehand.
Oh, okay.
And then we'd go back to her place and watch Sons of Anarchy.
Love Sons of Anarchy. Jax, if you're listening to this, I'm still available. I'm yours. Just say the word.
Just let me know. And yeah, and now that, you know, I've gotten older, you have those shows that you're like, your favorites. You can always go back and rewatch. Now that it's available.
Yeah. It's because everything's available. Most things are available streaming.
On streaming.
Yes.
Do you remember when, speaking of one of our like absolute favorites, The Office.
Oh, yes.
We got into it after it was already, like,
on
TV.
Yes.
It had been on TV for a while.
And so, what did we do? What did we do?
We went to Blockbuster.
We did.
And we were at one season at a time.
Yes.
And we would just pick a night and binge it. And that was well before Netflix was, like, Netflix at that point was still a mail-in, get your DVD in the mail. So we would go to Blockbuster and get a season at a time.
Yeah.
And have our first binging. Like, binge wasn't even a thing. You didn't use binge TV.
But we did. Yeah, those were, like, our first binging, because we would watch. We couldn't usually finish a whole season in one night.
No, because we could never get your kids to go to bed fast.
I know. I had little ones at the time.
like, they're all excited. On Jack Daniels. I'm like, aren't you guys tired?
All excited. Aunt Charlie's over. And I'm like, she's not here to see you.
Yeah.
She's here for me.
I'm like, I'm not trying to see you guys right now. Oh, come on, man.
Yes. I do. That was our first, like, binging we did.
Yes. And I think about it now. I honestly binge kind of a lot. Well.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much in our new lifestyle. I don't.
No.
Well, however, I was going to say, like, before we started this, I usually had at least one Sunday a month.
Yeah.
Sometimes two, where I would sit and just binge out on whatever new show that I hadn't caught up on yet or something, you know?
Sometimes what happens is I get a little alone night here whenever Charlie goes out for the evening.
Alone nights? I don't even know what those are.
Because you're choosing to go out.
Yeah.
I guess. And so... So she'll leave, and I will sit in my room and just binge watch one of my guilty pleasure shows.
Oh, yeah, you did that the other day, huh?
I did,
I might have been gone for a night or two.
A couple nights.
Yeah. Gave you a little time to binge up.
Yeah.
Get caught up on your stuff.
You did.
I'm so behind on my shows. But the one we binge together right now, we're not even caught up on.
Like, what, we're two episodes in?
Two episodes. When we were going to binge. We were going to try to binge two whole episodes the other night. By the time we got ready to even sit down, it was like 10:30, and we're both like...
Right.
No.
Nah, tired.
Let's go to bed.
Let's go to bed.
We're watching Nobody Wants This right now.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, don't spoil anything for us. We're behind.
That's the thing, though, is you do have to worry more about spoilers now.
Yes.
Because it used to be like, oh, you missed an episode of something, and so somebody might say what happened that week, but it wasn't too big of a deal. Whereas now, somebody could ruin a whole damn season.
Okay, and not just somebody. A meme can ruin a whole season now.
It's true.
Because a meme comes out the minute the show's done, and if you're behind, you might see that meme, and it's going to give you an idea of something that happened. You're like,
yeah.
I didn't want that yet. I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I know in the past week we've named some of our favorites of stuff.
Yes.
And so I was going to throw a few in of ones. Like ones we have, but they just tend to be the same. We've said The Office to you guys multiple times.
So much.
You know that one.
Yeah.
For sure. Friends is always a good go-to.
Friends is a good go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yeah. And I was way behind on Schitt's Creek.
Oh.
By the time I end up watching it, I think that the Flower Child had said something to me about it. And I remember thinking, I haven't watched this. She said, oh, even my mom does. And so I was like, oh, okay. And I started watching it. I'm like, oh, totally binged that one.
Yes.
It was good. Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
We started on that one.
We started that one.
I think you gave that one up a long time before I did.
I gave it up a long time ago.
That is one for me where when it hit, man, I have a friend that might remember because she asked me about it. A year or so ago, she says, are you still watching that? I stopped about 2 years ago. The storyline went too far for me. I'm just done. There's none of the regular characters there anymore except one, and I don't even know what's going on with it anymore at this point, you guys. I got so far out of it.
Everybody laughs at me because I'm like, yeah, no, I quit after Denny died.
Oh.
I was done.
That was a long time ago. Dang.
Yeah.
I get it. I almost wanted to quit after Izzy was gone. That one made me sad.
But, and everybody's like, what? You quit after that? It got so much. There's so much more that happened.
There was a lot
that happened.
I was
like, I'm sure there was. I absolutely didn't care anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't care.
I don't know that there's a debate needed on it, but it talks of, that kind of shows up how you have stuff that goes on way too long.
Yes.
And as much as you don't want your show to end, right when you're watching a season or a series and it ends, you're bummed out as can be.
Oh my god, This Is Us was one of those ones for me.
I
could not believe that one ended.
I know,
but they did it well.
Yes, I agree.
They did it well.
I agree. And you said you never got into ER.
I didn't.
I totally did.
No,
I definitely got into that one. I remember having the final episode of it on a VHS tape because I was doing something that night.
Mm.
And had to do my VHS recording still, of course, you know, because that's what we did back in the day. Keep up on our shows.
Oh, you know what I loved? I loved the middle.
Oh, I don't think I ever watched that one.
I love that one. Okay. I watched it with the kids. And we also liked that 80s show.
Never watched that. I remember really liking Mad About You.
Oh, I never got that into that one.
I thought
one.
It was so cute. So cute. And then there was, I can't even think of the name of this one. This couple, they were like a couple and they lived in an apartment building with a, they were an older, like not old, but like middle-aged married couple. Lived in an apartment building with this other couple that was like engaged and gonna get married. I do believe like David Spade was in it. I don't remember that. It was, I don't know, it was a cute one. I remember watching a lot of that. Cheers. I liked watching Cheers.
Oh, Cheers. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Or, oh man, what I really liked, and I was super bummed because they only did one season of it. And I was so bummed. I couldn't believe it didn't get picked back up. But it was this one about this Catholic family with, I think, 8 sons.
Oh, geez.
It was hilarious. And it was all set back in the 60s.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And, oh my gosh, it cracked me up all the time. And, yeah, they only did one season of it. It's super fun, because I thought it was a really good show.
That's, I mean, but I probably wouldn't have enjoyed that one as much as you would have.
I think you would have.
Maybe.
Honestly, I think you would have.
I think about how many TV shows there are out there, honestly, that I've enjoyed over the years. And then I get, they almost go too far. I mean, a Netflix one I really liked watching for a long time was The 100.
You turned the flower child onto that one.
So good. But by the time it hit, and I don't even remember how many seasons it had now. Let's just say it had 5. I don't remember. By the time it hit season 4, I'm like, we can wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
This is getting really, every single episode is so the same shit. And yeah. You hit that point where you quit enjoying it as much.
Yeah.
And I will say, I think you and I maybe talked about this the other day. You never watched Outlander, right?
No.
I got so into it, and then I stopped watching it for easily, because it's all on Netflix. I can binge when I want and don't have to worry about the timing on it.
Yeah.
And I got really into it, got about 4 seasons in. Something bored me one day, and I just quit watching it. And I didn't watch it for about 1.5 years. And as I was moving out here to Texas, I had a couple days to myself.
Oh,
and yeah. I decided to pick it back up, and I was hooked again. I just needed that little break from it. But some shows do go too long.
They do.
I would not say that one has gone too long. I needed my break to like reinstate it or something. Whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Get back into it. The 100 went a little too long for me. Grey's Anatomy has gone too long for
Way
me.
Way too long.
But they're all shows I've enjoyed lots of. And I can't. What was that show back in the day?
Oh, you know what?
Airplanes, but that's not the name of it.
Oh, Wings.
Wings. Yes. I really liked that show.
I liked Wings. You know what I just thought of too? Roseanne.
Oh, yes.
I was not thrilled with whenever they came out with the second one.
No.
Like, when that one was, I think I watched maybe 2 episodes of it.
I don't even think I watched 1.
It wasn't very good.
I understand that.
You know what one surprised
me? The OC was so good.
I never watched that.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
The one that surprised me, so remember we grew up watching The Wonder Years.
Oh, yes.
And then...
Loved The Wonder Years.
ABC or Hulu. I know it's on Hulu. They did a recreate of it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What?
But, yeah, and it was actually really good.
Oh, I would totally watch that.
Yeah.
You saw Hulu?
The Flower Child does.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm gonna have to check that out. I'm like, I would have liked that.
Yeah, you'll like that one.
I really loved The Wonder Years.
It was good. It was a good one.
I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
I just had another show in mind, and I forgot it already because I got just sidetracked with your Wonder Years story. Mm. After I said the OCS thing, and there was another show I really got into that I just loved watching.
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World was good.
It's a good one.
Well, okay, yeah, you go back to the TGIF.
Oh, yeah,
Oh, my gosh.
TGIF.
Was it? Family Matters.
Oh, Family Matters. Full House.
Full House. What was the one with the step family?
The Step by Step.
Step by Step. That's right.
Oh, wasn't there like the 8 of us or something like that? You remember what I'm talking about?
You're not taking a party of 5, are you?
Oh. I don't think Just the 8 of Us.
I don't know that show.
You do. You would know it.
Okay. I don't. I can't think of it right now.
We're going to look it up later. You'll know it.
Just the 8 of Us. Just the eight of us. We'd be an octopus if we tried.
I don't really remember exactly, but it's basically one of those families that had a lot of kids.
Okay.
And they arranged. Oh. Maybe it's just the 10 of us. Maybe there's 10 of them. Okay. Maybe not 8. I don't know.
Just the 10 of us?
Just the 10 of us?
Just
the 8 of us? I don't know.
Hold on. Let me go to the old Goog.
It's just the 10 of us.
It's just the 10 of us. That guy is familiar. Okay, he's carrying a basketball. Like, he's a basketball coach, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Like the
And they moved. Didn't they all move together? I mean,
well, they were
the
a
whole family moved. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Well, they were a family, so yes, they moved.
I remember the beginning of it. I totally forgot that.
Yeah, I think they moved because, but they, I mean, it really didn't last very long. It was,
right.
I just remember it randomly.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was on the TGIF lineup.
Yes.
But then it got replaced by that Step by Step.
Step by, okay. You know what else, other show I can't believe we haven't even mentioned yet?
What?
Home Improvement.
Oh, I loved Home Improvement.
You loved you some, well, I did, Zachary, was Zachary,
Jonathan Taylor,
JTT.
Oh, he was hung up all over my bedroom.
Oh my, and mom loved Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Oh, yeah, she did.
It was, and, you know, the TGIF was the whole family.
Yeah, but. Because back then, though, if you were watching, like, let's face it, if Dad had to watch MASH.
Yes.
We were all watching MASH.
Yeah.
Or we weren't in the room.
Oh, absolutely. It's not like we had a TV in every room.
Oh, hell no.
No.
So, like, the one TV, trust me, our parents were the ones controlling it,
yeah.
Not us.
Adam's Family, the Munsters, Green Acres.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of shows.
There's some good ones. Andy Griffith.
Oh.
I love Lucy.
Oh, man. I had such a crush on Desi Arnaz.
Oh, who didn't?
Mm-mm-mm.
For sure.
Yeah. I was all about that. And I remember, was it the, not the Wonder Years, the one with Doogie Howser.
Oh, Doogie Howser MD. Yes. That's so funny.
Oh, man. That was such a good show.
Yeah.
And there was one where mom, I don't know, she may have hated him for all I know. But if Dad wasn't controlling the TV, we did get to watch it.
We could get to watch those things. I think mom kind of liked it.
I think so. And, like, about the time, though, a lot of those, the ones we're remembering, like, the Full House and stuff like that, it was, mom was totally in there watching them with us.
Yeah.
You know, especially the Home Improvement.
Well, you know what? It wasn't until I became more of an adult that I went back and watched some of those, and I was like, oh, I think I know why mom liked this show so much.
You can relate to it.
Tim's a little kind of hottie.
What did he do? Last Man Standing?
Yes, he did.
That, I feel like I watched a couple episodes of it. I didn't, like, finish it or anything.
Right. But, of course, when I was, you know, whatever, 13, I wasn't thinking Tim was the hottie. I was checking out the sons. But then as an adult, I was like, oh, wait.
Like, oh,
now I know why mom watched this show.
Who's the boss?
I'm on to you, Mom. Oh, yeah, who's the boss? That was a good one.
Oh, man. There's so many. It's just amazing to think about all those shows.
Yeah.
And then, kind of off topic, but ish, a little song, but remember Staying Homesick? Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Oh. Couldn't get enough of it.
I still love it.
I still do, too. It's just fun to watch.
It is fun.
I remember thinking I was going to nail it one day. I was going to be on The Price is Right.
Oh.
And then as I got older, I forgot about it. Plus, I think I'd be The Price is Wrong, bitch. What are you saying? Happy Gilmore. I don't think I'd do as good at it nowadays.
You know what, though? I mean, we're going back to, you know, as kids, we all sat around as a family and watched Wheel of Fortune.
Yes.
And that shit was on every night.
It was.
It wasn't one night a week.
No. You'd watch that together.
Yeah.
Again, though, you didn't have the streaming.
You couldn't just
go pop something on. I mean, I'm going to age us a bit here. You're talking, what did we have, like,
we had
5 stations?
Yeah, right. I was like, we only had, like, 5 channels anyways.
Yeah. So out of those 5 channels, you find what you can all agree on as a family.
Yeah.
Game shows were, yeah, the Wheel of Fortune for sure.
Wheel of Fortune.
And
you'd think I'd be better at my spelling by now.
Or just talking in general, but I don't know. You think now that the streaming is, you had just taken a trip home.
Yes.
And I could have, I had a little time with the Netflix. Yeah. But I had to not watch our show.
Oh, I would have been pissed if you had.
I know.
Yeah.
And you'd think like, it, you know, back in the day, it's like, well, you just weren't here Friday night.
Right.
No biggie.
No big deal.
Now? With streaming? Mm-hmm. That's not, there's no excuse. You don't move ahead.
You shouldn't.
If we're watching this together, we're watching it together.
Yeah.
And if you jump ahead, then I feel like, then I'm done. You don't want to watch it with me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
You clearly proved to me you don't want to watch it with me.
Yeah.
So.
Big J is one of the worst about watching an episode without me.
No.
He's learned a lot to not do it.
I would hope so.
But remember one of the first times he did it, I was like, what are you doing? What do you mean you watched it already?
And he's do that.
He's a little, I don't know. I'm five episodes ahead of you. I'm like,
oh my
five
God.
Episodes? What the hell's wrong?
Yeah. Big J, no.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I was so upset with him.
That's not cool, man.
He's like, you just finish it on your own. I thought we were watching it together.
You're like, I'll finish on my own, and I'm going to start the next season on my own.
Like, oh, I'm going to finish something on my own.
Yeah. Guess what else I'm finishing on my own? Years ago, I had a friend. We actually lived in the same town, but shout out to our buddy Mark. You guys have all met Mark, so we can call him out. I don't know what we were watching, and I remember we would watch movies together.
No, yeah.
And we'd call each other on the phone and be like, all right, you ready to hit play? Yeah, I'm ready to hit play. And there was an episode, there was some TV show that I thought we were watching together too. Breaking Bad? That doesn't sound right though. Uh-oh. I don't remember what it was, honestly. I think Breaking Bad was my own thing. Something him and I might have been watching together. And we'd wait and like hit play at the same time. So I was going to say, you and Big J might have to do that now.
Well, I know. You know, the difference is now, and I, when I was up there over our my weekend, there's a show that we've always watched together. And it's three episodes into the new season. He's already watched them. And I was like, hi, babe. And he's like, well, I'm not going to wait for you. Which I get. I do. Yeah, I understand it.
Long distance date nights at that point.
But the problem is, I don't know if I have the same streaming.
Oh, app to get it on?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's streaming apps. Man, I
guess we all rely on each other, right?
We do. Yes. I got two people on mine. On my Netflix, and we just share it.
Yeah.
And then I have another friend that I use, their Peacock.
Yes.
And that way I can catch up on shows over there.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So, right.
But you can't watch them at the same time.
Yeah. So I've got the...
Didn't think about that.
I got the Netflix. The kids are all on, right? Flower Child's got the Hulu. We're all on. I'm going to need Sunny Boy to go ahead and start kicking in a little bit. He had HBO Plus for a while. Or HBO Max, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And do you want to know how long it took me to get a damn password from him?
Yeah. After all this time.
After all I've done for this kid.
Wow.
I thought about changing the Netflix password.
You totally should have.
But then I was afraid I wouldn't remember it.
Hold it hostage for the HBO password. Well, don't get the Peacock.
I don't have...
Don't have him get it, though, because we have it now.
We have Peacock.
Because we can share.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And I think... So I have Prime.
You can you can watch mine.
I have Prime, and I think on my Prime, I think I have Paramount Plus.
Oh, nice. Let's not even get into the whole situation of needing cable to watch all these things, because we can probably make a whole episode about that, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
And maybe we will. Look at us brainstorming. Every episode we've been having, brainstorm idea.
Yeah, but it is a matter of having the same streaming services, because if I don't have that one, I can't watch that.
Yep.
Sucks.
And it does, you do feel a sense of like, you went ahead without me or something. I don't know.
Yes.
It's just silly to think
I know.
But it's true.
It's kind of like, because who are you going to talk to? It's how you connect. Yeah. It's how, you end up with inside jokes.
Yes. You know what I thought about, and I'm sharing your story, so I'll stop partway through if you want to finish it. Just the other day when you had your chance to binge your show and I came home. And I said something about, what'd you do? And you're like, I got caught up on this. I'm like, and then I got to call the Flower Child because she's been waiting to talk to me about it.
Actually, no, she hadn't watched
it. Oh, she hadn't watched it. Oh, okay, okay.
And so I did say, oh, I already watched it. She's like, I'm waiting to watch it. And I was like, okay, I won't say anymore.
Because it does turn into a way to connect with each other.
Yes.
Have someone to talk to about the episode. Like, ooh, what do you think happened with that? I'm like, oh, here's what I think's going to go on, but let's see where it plays out.
It's stupid. The Flower Child and I, it's stupid reality TV. Those damn Mormon wives have got us.
Mormon wives?
Yes.
I got some friends you can talk to about that.
I
got some girlfriends that they like
that
show, too.
I hope
that
they hate Demi as much as I do.
I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
Well, I guess we'll find out if they listen to our show and they reply.
Reply. Let me know how much you dislike her.
Because you do think about how it does connect you with the inside jokes or the...
Yes.
Something like that. I hate Demi. I'm like, I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Girls, go ahead and chit-chat it up. I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll talk Whitney, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to call, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll chat.
We'll talk it up.
And some of them are shows where, you know, you can connect with other people you maybe haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Something just happened in the office the other day. Couldn't even tell you what the hell was said, to be honest. I completely forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, though, my mind's like, that's what she said. And whoever said it started laughing, like, yeah, okay, you like The Office, too, you know?
Yes.
You can kind of connect with someone that you maybe didn't know.
Yes.
Just with one little quote, if they got your quote, then you have something in common with them a little bit, too, right?
You do. So, and it can give you an idea of what kind of humor they have.
Yes.
You know, if they... Because not everybody thought The Office was funny.
No, they're weird, but some people didn't. That's
so.
That is a true statement.
Yeah, those are people I stay away from.
Right. Obviously. Same as people that don't watch Top Gun or enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm like, judging you.
Judging hard.
But you didn't like Parks and Rec. You said you didn't get past it.
It's not that I didn't like it. It's just I've sat down and I've tried to get into it. And I can see the humor in it, but I've never gotten... I don't think I've ever gotten past season one.
I think, though, there's just certain stuff you got to be in the right mood for.
I agree. There does.
When you start watching it, you can be that outlander. If I'm in the right mood, I'm sucked right back into it, and then I don't touch it again for Lord knows how long.
It's the same way with, for me, like, Peaky Blinders. I like Peaky Blinders.
I never started it. Good?
It is good, but I have to be, because it's one of those ones I have to pay attention to.
Okay.
I have to pay attention. I have to know what's going on. You know how you can put on some shows and kind of let them play and not worry too much about actually watching them?
Like, not stress that you missed a couple of sentences in there to see what was... Yes.
And Peaky Blinders is not like that. I felt like I definitely needed to be paying attention and catching and actually watching.
Yes. To see what's going on in the background, to see if you're catching something that was...
Yes.
What a murder she wrote. Maybe catching stuff going on in the background there.
Yeah.
To know what was...
You had to.
Yeah. Sex in the City, we didn't even bring up, but man, we're talking about good shows.
That was a good one.
And when I started watching it, I didn't watch it till it was already out on DVD too. I'm so behind on stuff, you guys. So I had a friend that had all the seasons on DVD, so she lent them to me and I caught up on it. That's how I started watching it. I hooked. By then I already knew about binging, because we'd already binged some The Office that way. And I remember just thinking, oh, man, it'd be so cool to live in the city and have an adult job and do these things. And then you have to kind of remember sometimes that that's not real. Like, real life doesn't happen that way.
Oh, for sure.
Or when you're watching a show and they have a existential crisis of some sort and they work it out.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you do have to remind yourself that doesn't happen in real life in 20 minutes.
I've never been able to work out a major problem in 20 minutes.
No.
Small one, maybe.
A small one. And some of these shows are an hour long.
Right.
And I also think about you've seen those memes about the TV moms be like, I made you breakfast, and it's a whole spread. And the kid's like, I'm late to school. And they take one bite of a piece of toast, throw it on the table, and run out the door. And there's everything you could possibly imagine on the counter. I mean, I've never seen a breakfast spread like that before I went to school.
Yeah.
Mom.
Me neither.
The OC, which you said you didn't watch, was known for that. I swear that those damn kids got up every day and they had their big old spread. I'm like, wow, that'd been so cool. What it was like to grow up in California.
It was a shit show, remember?
It was. Thank God we actually didn't do it.
They had to hurry up and get out the door to the school before somebody shot them.
Yeah. For real, man. Oh, man. So I feel like we could probably go, like, remembering shows. The fact that you remember just the 10 of us was, I'm like, I do not remember that. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, God bless it. Good one.
So we can go all night.
Martin.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
That was a good one. So, you know, I think kind of a lesson learned, growth earned, even when it's TV shows and we can have fun with it.
Yes.
Is they can be a real comfort, right? It can also be an escape of just shutting your brain off for a little bit. It can be your nostalgia with the TGIF, rewatching a little Home Improvement or something. There's nothing wrong with that. But just remember that life really isn't scripted like it is, you know, or perfectly timed out when someone walks in the door right when they should. And, you know, you can't always wrap that stuff up that fast.
No.
So, you know, TV is a fun break, but growing through real experiences is where the good stuff does happen. And, yeah.
And
you know,
it may take more than 22 minutes to grow.
That's what she said. Classic.
In our next episode, we'll explore boundaries. You're going to get our hot take on it. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And if you enjoy what you hear, leave us a review. Tell us one of your favorite TV shows growing up or even right now. We're always looking for something new to add to our never-ending list of shows we're watching. All right. And make sure to like and subscribe on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.